Playboyradio.com. Check us out. I'm Jessica Hall.
And I am Bob Guinea. And we know we have so many fans who are big fans of the show The Walking Dead. It is one of the hugest shows. It is literally a staple on everybody's DVR list. It's one of the biggest shows on television right now. Not just, I was going to say cable, but it's not even just the cable networks. This is one of the biggest shows on television.
And I always admit how I don't watch TV.
Yeah.
But this is one show that I have watched, and I've definitely enjoyed it. But I have to admit, though, it kind of scared me a little. I was like, oh my gosh, I covered my eyes a couple times throughout The Walking Dead.
Well, that's the thing. This is not for the faint of heart. And we have on the line with us one of the original cast members of The Walking Dead, T-Dog. Oh, man. Let's welcome him to the Playboy Tavern. It's Irony Singleton. Irony, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Bob and Jessica. You've got me more excited about that sweet cup of lemonade.
Ah, ooh, there you go. A little lemonade with some sugar.
Oh, yeah. Irony, if you're in studio, I'd give you some sugar.
Oh, man.
Oh, goodness. Oh. I'm on the way. Right out of Atlanta. How about that?
There you go. Good call. Are you in Hot Atlanta right now, or where are you at?
I'm in Hot Atlanta right now. Excellent. As we speak.
Well, hey, Irony, guess what? I'm going to be in Atlanta.
That's right. We're coming down for the Masters. You should come over and hang out with us.
Wow. You're going to be in Augusta.
We're going to be in Augusta. Yes, sir. We fly into Atlanta, and then we drive. Mm-hmm. How far is Atlanta from Augusta?
It's a two and a half hour drive from Atlanta.
Okay. I knew it.
Yeah, that's what Jessica was saying. I wasn't believing her, but that's true.
I get car sick.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
You should definitely join us.
You can fly to Augusta, too.
We were told that, but for whatever reason, the flights that we needed to take, apparently, they worked out better with Atlanta.
They also said it was super rocky. If you're scared of flying, that flight would be really
tough.
Yeah,
the Atlanta to Augusta leg was a little bit treacherous.
And I could barely watch The Walking Dead without getting scared.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Well, I heard all the good things you had to say about the show, and yeah, I would agree with you 100%. Those are some very kind words, and I thank you for them, but it's not for the faint of heart. You're right.
Yeah. Bob. It's definitely, and it was such a unique show when it first came on the scene. I remember the first season, people were, you know, it was almost like no one knew what to do with it. And then it just went crazy. Everybody was talking about it. I mean, I literally hear something about The Walking Dead pretty much every
daily.
Single day.
Yeah. If I look at my Twitter feed, all it is Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, like all the excitement surrounding the show. It blew up out of nowhere, guys. It's like one day we're making a show. It's like, okay, we're happy to be working. The next day, this thing is this worldwide sensation, incredible. Like you said, Frank Darabont pitched it to a few networks, pitched it to NBC, perhaps Fox or some other network, and they would not, you know, take them up on it.
Right.
So it went to AMC, and the rest is history.
Oh, and what a great history it is. Yeah, that's one of those things that you're just so thankful you're willing to roll the dice on it. You know, it was a different type of show out of the box, and a lot of times all the shows that are on TV are exactly like every other show that's on TV, and this one was so unique and so different, and someone took a chance on it, and next thing you know, taking a chance on something like that has made all of y'all household names, but has made the show an incredible success. So congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Gosh, Bob, make me look bad.
What did you say?
I said, gosh, Bob, make me look bad.
Why did you say that?
I know. I thought I was talking for us.
That was so nice. Oh, I got a little tear in my eye.
Aw, see there.
Irony, I'm staring at some of your photos. You're hot.
When I first started the show, I was only supposed to do be in two, maybe three episodes, and it went into the third season, so
yeah.
I'm so very grateful. Yeah, to have been a part of something so amazing.
I actually watched your last episode.
Yeah.
And you're so heroic. You were.
Oh.
Yeah, you saved Carol.
You did.
I couldn't have asked for a better way to go out than going out so heroically, so I was touched by that. And then I felt all the love and support from around the world, so I just want to thank you guys out there. I appreciate all the love. It made me feel really good. On Twitter, Facebook, people were really sad to see T-Dog go.
Oh, for sure. Well, you know, our producer, Gina, who you spoke to when you first called in, she is a huge fan of the show as well. And we were talking a little bit about, I was asking her a question that I realized I should save for you, which was, you know, how you saved Carol in the end and you go off. Obviously, you know, it's painful how you had to exit the show. It's never an easy exit for anybody with The Walking Dead. But I was wondering if it was kind of a nice way for them to redeem your character from, I know how you were struggling with the guilt of abandoning Merle at the beginning of the show. Yeah. And was that kind of like you think that was a nice redemption that the producers and everyone gave you at the end?
Oh, of course, of course. It was a mighty redemption, and I'm just so thankful that the execs, the writers, they all came together collaboratively to make that decision. So, yeah, definitely a redeeming quality to T-Dog's demise.
Right. Yeah. No doubt. And if a lot of people aren't familiar, one of the things that you started on, your first big breakthrough role was in The Blind Side.
Yes.
Yep.
And some people are still upset with me. it was also redeeming in that sense, because people kind of forgot about Alton from The Blind Side. They're like, you know, so now people remember me as T-Dog. So when they and then it hits them like, oh, you in The Blind Side.
Yep.
They're not as upset with me, but before The Walking Dead, they'd see me, oh, you in The Blind Side. Then they'd have to talk to me first to get to know that I'm nothing. I'm actually totally opposite that guy.
Yeah.
But then they say, oh, you're a good guy.
Yeah, you know, because if people might not be familiar with this, obviously you were the kind of the kingpin in Blind Side. You were the one that was trying to get Quentin Aaron's character to kind of go off the rails a little bit and be in your camp. And so you played the role brilliantly. I mean, it's such a great movie, and everyone was so good in that.
Yes, they were. Wow. I mean, it was an Oscar award nominated film.
Oh yeah, it was big. I loved it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think Sandra Bullock, she deserved every bit of that Oscar because she was phenomenal.
Yeah.
But she's an even better person than her performance was on the big screen, because after we finished shooting for the day, I felt somebody touch me on my right shoulder, and I turned around, and it was Sandra, and she was like, that was a brilliant performance. I look forward to working with you in L.A., and I'm so thankful to have you a part of this production. She was so sweet. She didn't have to do that, guys, but she did.
Oh, what a nice lady.
Yeah, you hear things like that about her all the time.
You do. You really do. She's really America's sweetheart.
She really is. I was just going to say that. That's so true.
Also, I love her.
You have a new book, Blinded by the Walking Dead.
Blindsided.
It's available now.
Yep. Blindsided by the Walking
Dead.
What did
I say?
You said blinded. It's the same. We understand.
I would be blinded if I saw Walking Dead. Yeah, you're right. Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, my goodness. You know something, though? I am so, like, I'm proud of being a part of having been a part of The Walking Dead and The Blind Side, but I would have to refer to Blindsided by The Walking Dead as my crowning achievement. I'm so proud of this book because not only do I talk about The Walking Dead and The Blind Side, so if you're a fan of both of those shows, then you definitely want to pick up the book. But I talk about my situation growing up destitute, you know, in the projects and running the streets and, you know, my drug selling days and all the violence and everything and overcoming all of that stuff, you know, through a higher power, all the way through my time doing The Blind Side and my subsequent landing on the role as T-Dog on The Walking Dead. So I'm very proud of it.
Well, it seems so inspiring. I mean, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I'm going to go get it immediately. Tell people how they can find your book, because I know where I'm going to go to Amazon.com immediately after hanging up this phone, and I'm going to buy this book.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I love you, brother. I love you.
Yeah, I'm going to need you back in studio so you can personally sign it for
me. That's right.
All right. That sounds like a plan to me. Well, like you said, Bob, it's on Amazon.com and also at my website, IamieSingleton.com, and you can also get an autographed copy through my website. And it should be available on Kindle later on in the spring or early summer.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I haven't got one bad review yet. The people that have read
it,
they're like, oh, my God, it's so great. I love it.
Well, I know. You know, the biggest thing, it seems like when you tell the truth and when you're honest about yourself and what your desires are and what you want to do with things, it gets rewarded. And it looks like everything you're doing, it's major award after award and a reward after reward. So congratulations for that.
Yes, you have some good energy about you, even through the phone.
That's right.
I'm going to come over there and give you a hug.
Oh, I love you, Jessica. I love you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I just want to be, first and foremost, an example, you know, for my kids, serve as an example for my kids, and just do the right thing and love and respect everybody. It seems like that should be the mission here while we're on this earth, you know, just loving and respecting everybody. So,
I totally agree. I was saying earlier, be kind to one another. You just never know what they may have gone through in the past or why they are who they are today. So I totally agree with you.
And Irene, if you don't mind my saying this, you know, sometimes success happens to a lot of people who you can never understand why it happened to them because they seem like horrible human beings. You, my friend, are completely the opposite. So inspiring. You seem like an amazing man. So congratulations on all your success. Continued success. And thank you so much for joining us here on Playboy's Happy Hour.
Wow. That is heartfelt. I thank you, and I love you guys so much. I appreciate that. All the love and much continued success to you.
Thank you so much, sir.
Irony.
Take care.
Okay.
What a nice, great guy. You can follow him at Irony Singleton. It's I-R-O-N-E Singleton on Twitter. And, of course, you can find him at ironysingleton.com and his book on Amazon. What a just a good guy.
Yeah, thank you for making me look so bad.
What?
I should have said some nice quotes or something.
Wow.
I don't know quotes.
I know, but he knows
No, that was great. I absolutely love all the praise you gave him because he deserves every single bit of it.
It's
so.
True, though. You know, you meet
you
people.
You do, and you
just,
wonder why. That was a great thing,
yeah,
what
like,
you said.
Yeah, like, why the hell does this guy have all this stuff?
And
he's
we
such
say
a
that
jerk
a lot.
To people. And then you have this amazing guy
yes,
who's
that is true.
Just struggled from nothing and made his life into some amazing stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, he's had a tumultuous upbringing as a child and basically lived on his own. And
he really has.
You know,
we read a little background story, which we're not going to go that much into, but please go ahead, get the book, Blindsided by the Walking Dead.
And it
tells it all about his life.
That's right. I'm getting it. Now I'm feeling good.
I'm feeling good too.
I feel like we just went to church.
I too. I see. Yep. We were talking about that kind of earlier, and then look at what came to us.
I
was
know.
Irony, who was a fantastic man. People like that make me feel good, and I like the fact that we're able to spread the word about his book. So
absolutely.
Go get it.
Yep.